Hey, good morning, everybody. So Sheni of Vezos HaBracha has a smichas aparshios between Levi and their special role, particularly the Kohen Gadol, to Mecha Barach Lishcha Asidecha of the Kohen Gadol, and the role in the Avoda, Yasim Bo Ketorah Ve'apecha V'chalio Mizbechecha. And as Rashi notes, a smichas aparshios between Levi and Binyamin, because Binyamin, the main focus here is Yedid Hashem, Yishkon Levetach Alav, is Binyan Beis HaMikdash in his Nachala Chofef Alav Kol Hayom Uvein Ketifav Shachay. There's different drashos and Chazal, three different makoros, you know, in terms of Binyamin being Zocha to Binyan Beis HaMikdash Bechal, Kozik Gemara and Sota, you know, about Binyamin being the first ones into the Yamsuf. This is a little bit less popular in Agada than what we find by Nachshon Ben Aminadav. We have the Sifrei, which says that it was because Binyamin was born in Eretz Yisrael. And then there's a Gemara in Zvachim that implies that's to do with the special moment between Yehuda and Binyamin. This is the one that Rashi is working off of largely, right? That the Sanhedrin was in the Chalko Shel Yehuda, but the Kodesh Kadashim, Shechina Bechalko Shel Binyamin. So it's sort of a recapitulation of that moment at the beginning of Parashas Vayigash. Now, the way that Rashi quotes the Gemara in Zvachim is very fascinating. I'll just read Rashi inside for a moment. Uvein k'tefav shachen begovar tzoya beis hamikdash banu el shenamo chav gimel amo me'en etam v'shama yadaito shel tavid uvno. So, right, the idea of, you know, it being, you know, ola on the rest of the nachla k'deisa b'shchitas kachim. In other words, what we find in Masechet Zvachim. So Rashi tells you what he's working off of. So imri nachti beporta, you should go down a little bit from here. Mishum dechsev uvein k'tefav shachen. In the Chanoa Bishar, Yoser Mikseifav. That makes it sound like it's an issue, like, you know, Zekeli Van Vehu, of, you know, Hidur, that this is the nicest section. So I think it's possible to largely work off of this Gemara in, you know, Zvachim, but to come to a slightly different perspective. Nachti Beporta, Venk Tefav Shachain, instead of going to the place which is really the highest, you know, which has all kinds of halachic implications in terms of Beis HaKnesses, Begova Shel Ir, and other such things. The truth of the matter is that there's something, I think, very compelling about the notion of Shechina being Shora, not Begova, but a little bit, you know, Benamach. Mima Makim Krasicha Hashem, right, that's halacha and Hilchos Tfila. I think the point here, right, is that the Shechina is never shoran, you know, a makom or an abal gaiva, and, you know, the anavim yirshu aretz. I think there's a very powerful symbolism. In other words, it is clear that there's a sense of, you know, the place being, you know, close to the top, and therefore there's an aspect of kavod and maybe even yira, which is inspired by the location. But at the same time, right, there's a sense of humility, right? Dafka, not at the top. To be nachti beporta, to go down a little bit from here, right? You know, especially if you take the Ramban's notion of, you know, Har HaMoriah being an extension of the Kedusha of Har Sinai, that was only Kedusha Shah, and then this becomes Kedusha Doros, you know, at Har HaMoriah, right? Sinai, as the Medrash tells us, was not, you know, Gova Mikola Ratzos, rather it was Mikola Harim, excuse me, but it was, you know, less than, and in the sense that it was less than, it was really more than. So I think that there's a very powerful idea here about what's ra'oi lahashras hashchina. So that sense of anivos is a prerequisite, uvein k'tefav shachein. So again, working off that same Gemara in Zvachim, but a little bit of a different direction than Rashi, ein l'cha yafa b'shar, yoser mikseifav, makes it sound like it's a din in hider makom. I think there's another way of looking at it, which is really, it's an idea of shiflos haruach, and that being a prerequisite for Chofef Alav Kol Hayom Hashras Hashchina.